Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that creation of 8 crore new jobs in the last 3 to 4 years has silenced those spreading fake narratives about unemployment. Quoting a recent RBI report on employment figures, Modi said skill development and employment are needed in the country and his government is working in this direction. The Prime Minister said this while speaking at an event in Mumbai's Goregaon suburb, where he inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth 29,000 crore rupees in road, railway and port sectors. Arunachal Pradesh government has reconstituted 6 regional committees to examine the present status of border dispute with Assam. A notification issued by the Home and Interstate Border Affairs Department on Thursday said that the terms of reference for the regional committees as established will continue to be governed by the provisions set forth in the original notification issued on June 1, 2022. The remaining 6 districts of the state where border dispute with Assam still persists, as people from both states have not agreed to demarcation of villages along the interstate border, include Pakekesang, Papumpare, Kamle, Lower Siang, Lower Diwang Valley and Longding. It may be mentioned that on July 15, 2022, the chief ministers of Arunachal Pradesh and Assam signed an agreement, Namsai Declaration, to end the decades-old border issue and decided to restrict the number of disputed villages to 86 instead of 123. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Menon on Saturday chaired a crucial meeting at the Civil Secretariat in Itanagar alongside Tourism Minister Pasang Dorje Sona to deliberate upon and conceive plans for an aggressive boost to the state's tourism sector. Our discussions focused on strategic planning to enhance the tourism sector and explore new avenues for growth and development in our state. Together, we are set to embark on a journey towards a vibrant and sustainable tourism landscape in Arunachal Pradesh, the Deputy CM said in a social media post after the meeting. During the meeting, plans to promote potential tourism hotspots to attract more tourists were deliberated upon. Rural Development Minister Ojing Tasing emphasized the need for strict monitoring and quality maintenance of developmental works by the executing agencies. Chairing a district-level monitoring committee meeting at Poling in Siang District on Friday, he also stressed the importance of interdepartmental coordination to ensure smooth and efficient delivery of services to the citizens. Furthermore, he asked all the heads of departments to submit a 100-day action plan. In charge, Deputy Commissioner of Siang District, Tajing Jonom, emphasized the need for innovative solutions to address the unique challenges of the district. The Capital Police has dismantled an interstate child trafficking and prostitution racket targeting girls from the northeast, especially Arunachal Pradesh. The operation led to the rescue of 2 minor girls and the arrest of 5 individuals across Arunachal and Delhi. According to Capital SP Rohit Rajbir Singh, the case came to light on June 10 when the Itanagar Women Police Station received information about 2 missing minor girls. The victims, 15-year-old and another 16-year-old, were recovered from a house in Chimpu, leading to the registration of a case under Section 363 of the Indian Penal Code. A special police team formed to investigate the case made several arrests over a 15-day period, thus we said. Itanagar police on Saturday arrested a drug peddler and seized 11.60 gram suspected heroin from his possession. The arrestee has been identified as Raju Khan, 43, a resident of Salimpur Ghat under Gopalganj district in Bihar and is currently residing at Harmoti, Assam. The operation was carried out on the basis of inputs shared by an already arrested drug peddler, Itanagar SP Rohit Rajbir Singh said. In another incident, the Zero Police on July 11th arrested one Faridul Islam for his alleged involvement in peddling of contraband substances in Hapoli and recovered suspected heroin weighing 29.9 gram from his possession. Assam Rifles is organizing the second edition of Assam Rifles Sentinels Cup across all the states of Northeast. The first phase of the tournament was conducted at Dimapur in Nagaland. 7 teams from Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Mizoram, Meghalaya, besides teams of Assam Rifles 164 TA and 165 TA participated in the tournament. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.